You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Since COVID, there has been a driver shortage of buses, leading to 1,000 buses being cancelled every day. I asked Dennis Mugger, the General Secretary of First Union, what the challenges are to recruit more bus drivers.
We identified a couple of things in the last few months. One is, even though the wage is being addressed now by the government, drivers are getting now $30 an hour. Some of them are getting 25% increase, which is positive. However, we cannot take away that there are many drivers who have been actually complaining about their shift roster. The shift roster actually split their shift by 4 hours. And this is a big issue in the bus industry because this is unpaid 4 hours that they had actually to wait before their next shift. And this is really inconvenience for them. The second one that we identified, their health and safety, the stabbing incident is a big issue for them. And they feel that they are unsafe unless there are some safety measures to be introduced both by the bus companies and the government, then they might reconsider staying in the industry. The third one, many of these drivers, when we interviewed them, they're looking for some other labor market that is available to them, and they find that driving trucks is much easier. You don't have to worry about passengers. You're earning more money compared to where you are working right now. So there is an attraction for them to change their occupation.
How much do you get if you're a truck driver?
To be fair, depending on how long is your trip and what kind of truck you drive, it will be ranging from $27 to $35 an hour plus overtime.
So it's not very different from bus driving, but the conditions are easier.
It's a straight shift, 8 hours. I think that's what they prefer. After 8 hours, they go back home. That's it.
So I'm interested in how shifts are set up. I had a bit of a look at a recruitment page on a New Zealand bus company, and I noticed that there were no options for part-time workers. It was 40 hours minimum a week, what was being offered. And I wondered whether you had any insights from your workers, particularly those who might be parents, but others too, about whether or not part-time working would be preferable to split-shift working.
Yeah, we raised that to bus companies whether there is an option. But I think the preference of the company is they want someone to be employed on a full-time basis. I don't know if ever they are saving money because of overhead costs or they want to make sure that they have consistent set of drivers. That's still, we said the company that as long as there is a solution to that split shift, it's going to be a problem to attract bus drivers. But if ever we identify some solutions, like actually a payment for that 4 hours, then that is a way to retain them and keep working in the industry.
Could you describe what a day might be like with a split shift?
So if, for example, you're going to be working in the morning and then or afternoon, in between shifts for 4 hours, you have to go to your bus depot, depending on what time set by the companies. And some of them will be hanging out with their friends there. Some of them will be playing some pool table whatsoever. Some of them, you can actually, you can see buses park on the road and someone is actually manning them and making sure that if ever it is their roster time, then that's the only time that they move away from those parking spaces. So they're quite everywhere. And drivers have been saying to us that when you are working a split shift, depending on morning or afternoon and evening, the problem is that you always ask yourselves whether, am I going back home and just spend some time with the family or do some household chores or just save petrol money and then stay where you are, like, for example, in depot or on the road. So they've been saying that if they've been working in another company, then these 4 hours will be paid and this could be actually considered as overtime.
So what time, if you're on a split shift, what time would you have to present for work?
Some of them starts 4 o'clock in the morning after 5 hours driving or 4 hours, then they have to stop. It's for their health and safety. And then you have to wait for a couple of hours again and then drive after that. So it's like you're basically 12 hours away from your family.
That's quite a long time. It strikes me that would be very difficult to combine a full-time job of split shifts of 12 hours a day and your family commitments.
But even if ever we reduce that, for example, like 10 hours, it's still going to be a long time. And how do you do that, to be honest? Because it's going to be 4 hours or 3.5 hours, 4 hours in between, then another 3.5 hours. It's really difficult, actually, for drivers to maintain that kind of shift. This is a gray area that companies must address, because this is a long-term grievance of many drivers out there.
And I heard that a lot of drivers put on weight because they have a lot of time sitting down when they're driving, and because the split shift may not be particularly conducive to doing exercise or eating healthily. Do the depots provide gyms or anything like that?
They have like pool table there. Yeah, I don't think that there is some equipment. I could be wrong.
We heard about safety being an issue as well. What do you think is the greatest concern to drivers? Is it the safety issue or is it the split shifts?
It's a combination of both. Setting aside the wage, it's the split shift and the safety. If you look around, many drivers in Oakland, for example, are brown, all right? And when I sat down with them as the general secretary, we've been asking questions about what type of abuses we've been receiving every day. Many of them receive verbal abuse. Many of them hear racist comments. And especially if everybody were not satisfied or they actually missed the time to pick up the passengers. A lot of verbal abuse, a lot of racist comment. And then unfortunately, there were incidents about physical and disturbing. And some of these drivers are very passionate about their work, even though they don't want to be involved in any incidents within the bus. But as long as you are their passenger, they believe that they should look after you. So of course, they have to intervene in some instances. But that is a training that we requested the company, how actually to train them to de-escalate the situation. But many of them have been saying that, what if ever we've been attacked? How do we protect ourselves? Do we have enough safety measures in place within actually the bus to protect ourselves? And I think this is the discussions we had with some of the bus companies, that if ever you look at the practice in Victoria or in the UK, some of them have actually safety, what they call this cubicle for bus drivers, and they also have an exclusive exit way for drivers just in case that they need to exit from that cubicle as well.
I was talking to Dennis Mugger, the General Secretary from First Union, talking about the impact of split shifts and safety on bus driver recruitment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.